This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. A state grand jury has been quietly meeting for months, reportedly looking into the Birmingham Waterworks Board and other city agencies. And last week, Jefferson County Judge Joseph Buhacker said he would ask the lead prosecutor for an update to see if he needs to renew the grand jury's mandate. What that means for the investigation isn't clear, but we talk about it with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us to talk politics most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, give us a little bit more about what Judge Buhacker wants, what he wants to hear, why he says he needs it.
Yeah, he says this thing's run for 6 months, and he wants to know not the facts of what they're looking at, not the cases of what they're looking at, but whether they're making progress, as you say. And, you know, he says a grand jury just sitting there doesn't have a reason to be, essentially, and which is odd, frankly, because this grand jury's been really pretty active in terms of issuing subpoenas and requesting documents back, you know, 5, 6, 7 years in massive form. So at one side of his mouth, he says, you know, he acknowledges that this has happened. On the other, he says, does it have reason to go on?
Well, how odd is this? How unusual is this? Because this grand jury has been meeting for about 6 months or so. Grand juries can meet for many months, years sometimes.
Yeah, it is extremely odd for a judge to sort of interject himself in there. But let's step back a second, because it's pretty odd for an attorney general special investigative grand jury to go before our county court in the first place. As a matter of fact, when they first set this up back in the fall, the circuit clerk didn't even know how to file the paperwork on it. It's so rare for this to happen. It's not one of those grand juries that comes in and meets every week about, every month about other cases. It's unique in its character, and that might explain some of it. But it still makes a lot of folks raise their eyebrows.
Well, the prosecutor leading the investigation, Matt Hart, presumably spoke with the judge this week. What are the possible ways that this could go?
Well, I would imagine he would fight it every step of the way. In my gut, I would say that he will probably be able to show evidence that it needs to continue. If not, I would imagine that he would fight that in other courts and possibly go so far as to make some kind of complaint.
So even if this grand jury is ended, that's not the end of it.
If the grand jury is ended, it doesn't stop the prosecutors from going to another judge and asking for a grand jury, or going back to Judge Buhacker and asking for a separate grand jury. That would be kind of redundant, in that they would have to present some evidence again, and they would have to kind of start over, which would be difficult and would probably make prosecution less likely, but it could be done.
And we should also note that there is presumably a federal investigation into the Waterworks Board ongoing as well, which this doesn't affect.
And and it's not simply related to the Waterworks Board itself. I mean, it all tends to focus on that. Certainly, that's an element of it, but it is broader than that. And that federal grand jury has met more recently than the state grand jury. The state actually had to cancel a grand jury session. It was about the same time the Bentley thing was being hammered out, and there were some conflicts down there. So both are still going on.
Also this morning, a bill that has generated a lot of debate in this year's legislative session is one pertaining to historical monuments. It would prevent the removal of monuments without the approval of a new created commission or a court order. The bill comes as governments in the South are wrestling with what to do about monuments connected to the Civil War or slavery. And John, you write that you understand how people on both sides of this issue can feel about it, but you can't understand the legislature. Why not?
Well, I mean, to go in and spend hours and hours debating this issue at each other's throats, frankly, and to come away, as the House did, with a bill that essentially said that once a monument goes up, it can't come down without a court order, or, you know, they set up this commission to deal with it, which is an arm of the legislature itself. To me, it reeks of overkill and of centralizing power again in the legislature, because it prevents cities from doing what is in there, what they believe to be in their best interest, which was that whole idea that the best government is the government closest to home, just doesn't seem to apply here.
Well, you also write that this bill is pandering, but certainly around social issues in Alabama, there are constituencies for this. Why aren't these lawmakers just doing what their constituencies ask them?
Maybe that's the point, but you know, if you look at the state and you look at our issues, which are health care and education and finances and prisons and homicides and diabetes and cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. None of these things are addressing those things at all. And you can sit around and make your constituents happy about things that don't really affect their lives, or you can affect their lives, bottom line.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.